USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As part of his activities in the G7 summit in the UK, President Biden held a bilateral meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, who said he and his group welcome U.S. cooperation on the COVID pandemic.
For all these issues, what we need is cooperation. And I think it's great to have the U.S. president part of the club and very willing to cooperate. And I think that what you demonstrate is that leadership is partnership.
And a lawsuit from more than 100 employees of a Houston hospital over a mandate to get a COVID vaccination has been thrown out by a federal judge. Houston Methodist Hospital had given employees until June 7th to get vaccinated or face termination. The group sued the hospital, saying that the mandate violated federal law. In her ruling, U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes said the employees weren't being illegally forced to get vaccinated. Lawyers for the plaintiffs said they would appeal the ruling. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Health officials are encouraging those who have not gotten vaccinated against COVID to get their shot as the Delta variant of the virus spreads. The variant has become the dominant strain in the United Kingdom, though it only represents about 6% of cases in the U.S. Dr. Marty McCary is a professor of public health at Johns Hopkins University and tells Fox News that the vaccines have shown to be effective against this new variant.
There have been hundreds of variants and none of them have evaded the life-protecting effect of the vaccine. And so right now there's no evidence that it is not working in those fully vaccinated. And so I think people can feel good about vaccination and their protection. We are concerned about the Delta variant in public health. Looking at it in the UK, it appears to circulate in younger populations a little faster. It's probably a little more contagious. And there are some early reports that in China, it may result in symptoms setting on a little quicker.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Chicago is finally reopening, and some states are returning unused vaccine doses. Wendy King has the details.
As the pandemic begins to subside, Illinois is lifting all capacity limits on bars, restaurants, and other businesses.
Chicago is the largest big city in the country that's fully reopened.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot credited the people in her city for getting to this point.
You masked up. You got vaxxed up. And now it's time for you to get up, get out of the house this summer, and fully and safely and enjoy the events of the best city on the planet.
New data shows that more than 68% of Illinois residents 18 and over have received at least one dose, and 51% of adults are fully vaccinated. In Tennessee and North Carolina, the demand for vaccines has slowed down so much that they're now giving back millions of doses to the federal government, even though less than half of the total populations are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And on the fifth anniversary of the worst terror attack on American soil since 9/11, President Biden said he would sign a bill to name the site of the Pulse nightclub a national memorial. The shooting at the club on June 12, 2016, killed 49 people and wounded 53 more, and is the deadliest incident of violence against LGBTQ people in U.S. history. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.